Millie Hart had never seen so many rosy-cheeked men. Her key was under one of them, and if she didn't find the little bastard before her phone battery died, she'd be spending the night in a neon green rental car. The same rental car she'd torn apart moments earlier looking for the post-it on which her assistant, Karen, wrote the pertinent cottage access information. Karen loved post-its. Millie did not, because they disappeared like socks in a dryer. Not that she shared that, or the fact it was no longer 1985 with Karen, but if she'd emailed or texted even, Millie would have the information on her trusty... Her phone battery dropped to 7%. In the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, her assistant managed a jab. "Post-its still suck," she whispered as a chill tickled the edge of her sweatshirt and her Converse sank deeper into the soggy green front yard of a cottage to which she had no key. Realizing thoughts alone didn't move her closer to a warm bed, Millie cataloged the things she knew. The key was under a gnome statue. The gnome held flowers, maybe? She surveyed all the little men. There must have been close to 50. Roughly a third were in some state of bloom, so Millie got to work. Holding a flower and leaning on a rainbow? Nope. Feeding ducks among the flowers? Damn. After lifting every gnome with a flower or near a flower, her hands were dirty, the knees of her jeans were damp, and she still had no key. Not for the first time in her life, Millie felt ridiculous. How was she supposed to write a serious novel if she couldn't even get inside? Sitting back on her heels, she was struck by the silence. The drive up from San Francisco had been surreal moonlight and curves of jagged coast, like a twisted path rescuing her from the noisy bustle. But now, practically on her hands and knees in some stranger's yard, the hush seemed intimate, like she was trespassing. Save the gentle lapping of water somewhere and the tinging of what sounded like boat masts, it was pin-drop quiet. A breeze strummed the wind chimes along the house awning. Millie sighed, crossed her arms for warmth, and faced the night sky. There were so many stars.